Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 988 days, 14 hours, 57 minutes, and 15 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Now, we all know freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. And you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. So we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. All righty, we're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. Okay, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, I was out in the city again yesterday. I had a very busy day yesterday. Very busy day. As soon as I finished the show, boom, immediately, my buddy was outside, knocking on my door. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. So we went down there, we went into the city. It was my job to interview people, and I did. I've got a lot of great interviews. It's going to be edited here pretty soon. What the whole purpose yesterday was that people are upset, and I understand where they're coming from. I'm not really a member of the group, but I understand where they're coming from, and I support it. They're sick and tired of all these mamby-pamby, milquetoast, so-called conservative Republicans that are on Fox News, they're all over the place, they're in the government, they're here, they're there, they're everywhere. The only thing that people are asking for, the American people, is just simply, we just want to be free. We want to be left alone. We expect our government to follow our Constitution, which is not very difficult to follow. It's actually pretty easy. The government should not work as hard as they're working. It's pretty easy to be, I mean, I'm sorry, but this is very explicit, very simple, very easy to understand. There's very little that the government really should be doing. But they feel, well, unless we're doing something and changing things, well, we're not doing our job. Well, if it doesn't need to be fixed, and you're screwing it up, You're not doing your job. You're not fixing things. You're making things worse. Leave it alone. They're like children, like 2 years old, two-year-olds. They're always sticking their frickin' little paws into stuff that they shouldn't. That's because they're children. This is how children learn. They stick their hands on something that is hot. They get burned. They never do it again. But the government, they stick their hand on something hot. Their hands don't get burned. Yours do. And they keep doing it and doing it and doing it because their hands don't get burned. And they don't care that your hands are getting burned. So that's why I was there yesterday. And I conducted a lot of good interviews. It'll be on YouTube. It'll be all over the place. Whenever it comes up, I'll let you know. So in any event, let's get into the scuttlebutt of the day here. And we're going to talk about this cockamamie hate crime crap. First of all, what in the hell is a goddamned hate crime? Seriously, think about that. Remember that guy that drove, he took that black guy, it was a bunch of hillbillies or whatever, and they tied that black guy up to the back of their pickup truck and drove him around until he was, you know, half dismembered and died, obviously. And that's when the hate crime started to come out. Well, first of all, what difference, I hate to quote that cockamamie Hillary Clinton, but really, what difference does it frickin' make? Does it matter whether you killed the guy out of love or hate? You drove him around in the back of your pickup truck until he was dismembered. Doesn't matter why you did it. Who gives a damn? The fact is that you did it. We already have things on the books. It's called murder. We don't need hate crime. Well, we really love Johnny and all. And we're sorry that he got dragged behind the back of a pickup truck until he was dismembered. But thank God for that hate crimes bill. I feel a lot better about his death now. Didn't serve anybody any purpose. Certainly doesn't serve the victim's family any good. Doesn't serve the victim any good. He's dead. Certainly doesn't serve anything. I mean, what more can you do to these people that did this? Well, depending on what state you're in, you get life in prison without parole or you get the death penalty. So why do you need a hate crime bill? Well, I'll tell you. It's to target people, your voice. That's right, freedom of speech. This hate crimes crap, this is all about freedom of speech. So if you say something that somebody gets upset with and is so insensitive, they get offended, well, they can use this hate crimes bill against you and throw you in jail because you exercise your freedom of speech. That's the only reason why this stupid hate crimes crap is even in our society today. It's nothing more to target political foes, period. It's to target you. And it's to target me. Maybe we need to start doing this same stuff to them. Again, listen to a liberal talk. You listen to a liberal. You want to talk about hate. The vile things that they have said about Republicans and conservatives and Tea Party. My Lord, you talk about hate. We need to start charging them with hate crimes. You got to be careful in this world of what you ask for, because there's people out there that will give it to you. We need to start giving it to them. Start shoving this right up their ass. Yeah, oh, you want a hate crimes bill? Okay, good. We're going to prosecute you for hate crimes. Oh, but no, that's not supposed to go against me. That's supposed to go against the conservatives, the Koch brothers. Not me. No, you. You little creep. Well, here's a new bill now. This is coming from two Democrats. Ed Markey from Massachusetts. And Hakeem Jeffries from New York. These are a couple of knuckleheads. I mean, this is nonsense. I'm going to read this to you so you know what the hell I'm talking about. A report is required. Report on the role of telecommunications in hate crimes. This is the new part of hate crimes, telecommunications. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to this radio program that have their own radio program. Well, guess what? You're their target. I'm their target. Anybody who goes on Facebook and posts a picture of Obama and it's got a caption that says something, if it makes the king look bad, if it makes fun of him, if it makes you send a post out there that makes the little queen, Nancy Pelosi, if it makes her look bad, if it makes any Democrat look bad, well, guess what? That's a hate crime. You are a threat to society. A threat to society. And speaking of threat to society, we've got another story. We're going to get into that, too. Absolutely pathetic. It all goes in with Common Core, which I've got another, my very first guest, my very first show. I spoke to her again yesterday. She was in the city. She wants to come back on. She's working on something with Common Core. She fights Common Core all the time. She's a big Common Core warrior, and good for her. Well, she's working on a project right now, and she wants to come on the show here, I don't know, probably next week or the week after. Exactly what's going on, I really don't know, but I told her, I said, look, as soon as you've got something on Common Core that you need to get out to the American people, by all means, you can call me up. I'm not going to turn you away. So we'll find out what she's working on with that. Now, getting back to this new hate crimes bill on telecommunications, a report is required not later than 1 year after the date of enactment of the Hate Crime Reporting Act of 2014. This is what the Nazis did. That's right, Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Nazism is alive and well in the United States. You, being a history teacher, you should have known this. You're the most obtuse individual on television, Mr. O'Reilly. Why you are on television, I don't know. And that's another reason why people were out there yesterday. They're sick of the nonsense. We're sick and tired of people who claim that they're conservative, but they're not. Conservative is simple. It's very simple. Conservatism is very, very simple. Conservatism is nothing more than simply following the Constitution. That's it. Allowing a free market. I know people hate the free market because, well, I don't know why. They make money off the free market. Look how much money Nancy Pelosi and her fat frickin' husband have made off the free market. Look how much money John Boehner has made off the free market. Look how much money Harry Reid, Barack Obama. They all can make money, but you can't. See, that's the deal. You're not supposed to make money. You're not supposed to prosper. They are. You're their little slave. That's right, slave. We don't sugarcoat anything on this program, and I flat refuse to sugarcoat anything. I'm sick and tired of that crap, too. This milquetoast sugarcoat crap. Well, let's have a civil conversation. What do you ever get out of a goddamn civil conversation? Well, you get another civil conversation. And the problems still continue. I'm sorry, but don't be afraid to turn up the heat. You have to turn up the heat. Sometimes you do have to fight fire with fire. And it's okay to get hot. Human beings cannot get anything done until they get angry. Why? I don't know. Again, I didn't invent the stupid human being. I just know how the bastards work. But it's time to turn up the heat, and it's time to get hot. But not later than 1 year after the date of the enactment of the Hate Crime Reporting Act. Getting back to the Nazis, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted citizens to report on other citizens. That's what this government wants you to do. They want you to report on people like me, who's not afraid to criticize. Well, I'm not going to stop criticizing, period. And neither should you, neither should anybody. We don't report. We don't turn in our own citizens for criticizing our government. Again, Not only does the Constitution give us that right, but that's more, it's deeper than just a right. It's a responsibility. It's a duty. It's an obligation. It's okay to question authority. It's the only way to keep them honest. They question you, so why can't you question them? If we are not allowed to question authority, they can run roughshod on us all day long, every day, like they're doing now. We're not allowed to criticize the king. How can the BLM then go down and start shooting cows and attacking pregnant women and sending dogs on people and tasering them? How can they do that if the American people are going to criticize them? How can they kidnap your children and throw them into a psych ward? Lock their children up in a room by themselves with no medical attention. They give them the drugs that they want to give, not the drugs that are helping them. Shock treatment. They still do shock treatment, believe it or not. Shock therapy is alive and well in the United States. Imagine that. Well, shock therapy doesn't work. It doesn't work. You don't believe me? All right. Lay down on this table here. Let me shock you. See if it fixes you. Then you tell me whether it works or not. The NTIA. Un-frickin-believable. NTIA. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration. That scares the living hell out of me, and it should scare the living hell out of you as well. National Telecommunications and Information Administration. We have far too many government agencies in this country, and they all have excessive power. Now we've got a report the EPA is part of, there's a branch of the EPA that's with Homeland Security. Homeland Security with the EPA, for God's sakes, how? Why? Well, maybe if we get to it today, we might find out. The assistance of the Department of Justice. So now you have, this is all connected. The NTIA... with the assistance of the Department of Justice. Well, if we had a Department of Justice, the Commission, and the United States Commission on Civil Rights, all of these people shall submit a report to the Committee on Energy and Commerce. Why would you need to report to Energy and Commerce? And to the Committee on the Judiciary of the House of Representatives and Committee on Commerce. Why is this connected? How are these all connected and why they're connected? Science and Transportation and the Committee on the Judiciary of the Senate on the Role of Telecommunications in Hate Crimes in accordance with subsection B. So it seems like God and everybody is going to get this report that you posted a picture of Obama and you had a little caption on there that made fun of him. So the Energy and Commerce Committee, they've got to get a report of this. The Science Committee, the Transportation Committees, Commerce Committee, Energy Committee, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Department of Justice needs to know your little tweets and your little Facebook posts. They need that information. Why? Well, so they can persecute you later. They find out you didn't vote for a Democrat, well, they can take care of you. They'll learn you. My God. I mean, the United States of America is going to be, there's going to be one small little section of the governing class and the rest of the country is going to be one giant goddamn prison. What the hell's the matter with this country? Is this how you want to live? Well, I don't want to live this way. So, yeah, you do have the right to stand up. You do have the right to get angry. We're not going to win this war until we do get angry. And nobody wants to get angry until it happens to them. And then, by then, it's too frickin' late. So it's time to get angry. And this isn't just a United States problem. This stuff is going on worldwide. Let that be known. There's two spheres in this planet here right now. We've got the freedom-loving people, and we've got the tyranny people. Well, when this war happens, it's not going to be just an American Civil War. It's going to be a very huge world civil war. This is what I'm trying to avoid. That's why I talk about this stuff. So people can become aware and go, wait a minute, do I really want to go down that road? No. Okay, let me back up. Let me reverse course. But they're not. They're full speed ahead. Well, this is what's going to happen. I'm trying to warn you that it's going to happen and to stop while you're still semi-ahead. Maybe we can start fixing things. But no, people don't want to take that. People don't want to take that advice. They're going to lose their tyranny. They're going to lose their power. They may not make as many millions. They can't have control over you. That's right. You can't have control over me. I'm the only one who can have control over me. Here is what they call the scope of the report. This is what they want to have these agencies report. Analyze information on the use of telecommunications, including the internet, broadcast television and radio, cable television, public access television, commercial mobile services, and other electronic media, to advocate and encourage violent acts and the commission of crimes of hate, as described in the Hate Crime Statistics Act. Hate Crime Statistics Act. Congress, can you find something constructive to do, please? If you can't find anything constructive to do, here's what you do. Do nothing. Go to lunch. Cable access? Well, I've done cable access back home. I'm sure a lot of people have done cable access. But cable access is freedom of speech. You have the right to say whatever the hell you want to say. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. That's the purpose of it. Why people are so afraid of that First Amendment, it just boggles my mind. Why would somebody be afraid of freedom? Well, I don't have the answer, but I do have a theory, and I think it's because people don't want to be held responsible. For what? I don't know. I can't figure it out. I'm still trying to figure this out. Radio, cable television, public access, the internet. And now we're going to give the keys to Putin so he can control the internet? Well, the very moment that Putin gets the keys to the internet, I guarantee you this show shut down. And there's probably going to be a lot of other shows that are shut down as well. Mamma Mia, No Sharia? Oh. You're done. You understand? You're done. How dare you? How dare you criticize Sharia law? That's the new law. And it's coming to America. It's coming worldwide. Tyranny is coming worldwide, and it's coming to a home near you. It's coming to your home. So, yeah, we not only have every right to get angry, but we have an obligation, not only to ourselves, but to our country as a whole, to our brothers and our sisters. We have a right, an obligation, a responsibility, not only to our country, but the world, to humanity, to rise up and get angry. It is time to turn up the heat. It is time to get angry. We must defend ourselves. We do have the right to speak our mind freely. We must preserve that right to speak our mind freely, without persecution. We have to listen to liberals talk, so why can't they listen to us? Number two, include any recommendations consistent with the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Excuse me? You just violated the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. What the hell are you talking about? How the hell can this possibly be consistent with the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States? It can't. I mean, this doesn't even make any sense. You restrict anybody's speech. You are violating the Constitution of the United States. How the hell is this consistent with the Constitution? Have these people ever read the document? Obviously they haven't. Include any recommendations consistent with the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States that the NTIA determines. So it's up to them to determine. I guess it's up to them now. They're the only ones who know what the Constitution says. You don't. What do you know? You're not a lawyer. You don't have a piece of paper with your name on it. You didn't win an election. You weren't appointed by the king. What the hell do you know? You're a peasant. You're a hater. Go to jail. NTIA determines are appropriate and necessary to address the use of telecommunications described in paragraph 1. Update the previous report submitted under their section blah, 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 blah. So now we've got a government agency who's now determining, it's up to them to determine what is constitutional and what is not, even though the Constitution tells you plain and simple what is constitutional and what is not. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration. I mean, what the hell? Do we really need that? Do we really need a government agency? The NTIA, do we really need that? Does that really progress anything in this country, or does it degress? Well, when you stifle freedom of speech, that's degression, progression. I mean, that's just me. Maybe I read the dictionary wrong this morning. I don't know. But if you go backwards, that's degression. You go forwards, that's progression. Now, again, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I don't think so. Now what they want to do, this one scares me. I read this the other day. I was going to get into it yesterday, but Raquel called up and, well, the show just went another direction. That's fine. We covered some good ground. That's the point. As long as we're covering good ground, what difference does it make? There's so many grounds to cover, and we've got to cover them all. And I was speaking with a candidate yesterday on this as well. He was running for comptroller. And we had a long conversation about this as well. I had a lot of good interviews yesterday. There were a lot of good people out there yesterday. I scared the living hell out of Tucker Carlson. I didn't mean to, Tucker. I know you're not listening, but it was an accident. So relax. Don't get yourself all sideways over it. But you'll be all right. Matter of fact, somebody interviewed me as well. I didn't expect it. I chew tobacco, so I had a big wad of chewing tobacco in my mouth. And of course, you know me. I fly off the handle because I'm a big fat hater. And I'm angry. And I'm mean. Well, not my fault. He asked me a question, and I'm spitting and sputtering. Tobacco's flying out of my mouth. I look like a goddamn fool. But at least I got my point across. But now they want to home assemblies now. This is what they want. They don't want people like you and me getting together and bad-mouthing the king. They don't want that. They don't want home assemblies. They don't want people to gather. Well, that, again, happened in the 18th century. Home gatherings were outlawed. Yeah, that's right. Meetings were outlawed. That's right. Read a history book. Oh, that's right. They don't teach history in school anymore. That's racist. It's racist to teach the Revolutionary War and the events leading up to the Revolutionary War. It's racist. Because the colonists, well, they were traitors. Yeah, that's right. Traitors. They were the bad guys. So they couldn't organize and they couldn't have meetings together. Well, they did anyway, and they were underground. That's how we got the Revolutionary War, because we weren't afraid to conduct meetings. We just had to do it in secret. Well, this is what they're trying to avoid. They're trying to avoid people getting together. The good God Almighty. There goes my left-handed tongue again. Jiminy Christmas. All right, let's get a shot of grog in here. The proposed zoning ordinance. Don't you just love that? Zoning ordinance. Don't you love that word, zone? Free speech zones. Imagine that. When did you ever think? I know I never thought of it. But did you ever think that there would be such thing as called a free speech zone? And out of that zone, you're not allowed to speak freely? Well, let me give you the free speech zone. Free speech zone is at the top of the highest mountain down to the lowest valley, east, west, north, and south of the United States. If you are on United States soil, you have the right to speak your mind freely. You don't have to like what people say. You can hate it. You can hate it all day long. You can criticize it. But you have to love the fact and respect the fact that they have the right to say it without persecution. But people don't. They get offended. Oh, you said something. I'm offended. I'm offended. Well, just your mere existence on earth, liberals, is offensive to me. But I'm not out killing you. Because I believe in freedom. I don't have to like you. I can hate your stinking guts. I can hate everything about you. I can hate the way you look. I can hate your stupid shoes. I can hate everything that comes out of that filthy sewer of yours. I can hate your hairstyle. I can hate anything I want to about you. But I cannot stop you or persecute you for being you. The proposed zoning ordinance limits group assembly at residents to 49 people a day. Well, I've been to a lot of christening parties, graduation parties, birthday parties, just plain old barbecues that had more than 49 people. I guess I'm a lawbreaker now. Such gatherings shall not occur more frequently. Now get this. 3 times in any 40-day period. How'd they come up with these numbers? I mean, good God. County officials say they have received complaints about group meetings at homes. Really? They have. This is in Fairfax, Virginia, by the way. I forgot to premise that. What the hell happened to Virginia? What the hell's going on in Virginia? I mean, some of these states you never would think that this would be happening. Texas, Virginia. We got a story here on North Carolina. Wait till we find out what happened in North Carolina. You want to talk about stifling free speech? I mean, come on. You're the South, man. You're the last stronghold we have. We've lost the East. We've lost the West. We still got some in the north. The Midwest, it's a toss-up. Florida, God only frickin' knows what's up with that frickin' state. You never know what they're going to do next. And speaking of Florida, we've got a story on that jackass, what's his name, Charlie Crist. I mean, good God. Can this guy go away? Could he take the Clintons and go somewhere, anywhere, the moon, Mars, frickin' Pluto? County officials say in Fairfax, Virginia, they have received complaints about group meetings, really. Yeah, it's those conservatives getting together, yeah, they're talking about the king. Gotta put an end to that! Herity said, I guess I don't know who the hell he is. I don't know why this article didn't put that in there and premise who the hell this guy is or woman, but it's not in here. They haven't even reached 1% of the thousands of complaints our Department of Code Compliance investigates a year, meaning there are no real complaints. This is bogus. This is yet another instance where we appear to be punishing the many for the actions of the few. Why would you need to punish people anyway? People have the right to assemble and get together. Can't do that anymore? Can't get together anymore? Why? What are you afraid of? Huh? Well, I think they're afraid of a revolution. And rightly so. They should be afraid of a revolution. They should be. I'm sorry, but it's coming. I just see it. It's right out there in the open. Again, this is simple, basic human psychology. It's right out there in the open. You keep pushing people, they're eventually going to rise up and start pushing back. So liberals, you need to stop pushing. I'm warning you. I'm trying to help you. I'm not encouraging war. I'm not advocating war. I'm trying to stop you liberals from creating and starting a war, and it will be on your hands. You will start this war, liberals. You're going to start the war, and we're going to finish it. But we don't need to go to that direction. We don't need to go to war. You want to be a little tyrant? Be a tyrant on yourself. Take care of yourself. You don't need to worry about me. I'm an adult. I can take care of myself. And if I can't, well, then I got no one to blame but me. And that's my problem, not your problem. My problems are not your problems. Your problems are not my problem. Church groups, scouting organizations, or even sports fans. You know, when I was in, I worked in the car lot. And we worked hard all day long. Again, it was, 14 hours a day at least. And we played hard. We worked all day, and we drank all night, and worked all day, and drank all night. We did other things, too, which I'm not going to go into that. Those days are over. I don't go down that road anymore. It's not an easy way to live. You have fun, but it can do great damage to your body. So I don't recommend it. Church groups. Well, we all know church groups. We can't have church groups. Unless, of course, you're a Muslim. Then you can have church groups. Got to get that Sharia law in. Speaking of Sharia law, how about Florida? I know we touched on it yesterday. Well, I got that story in here today. If we get to it, we get to it. And I checked it out yesterday. I wanted to find out if it was true or not. And it appears it is. The Florida Democrats, every single Florida Democrat, voted for Sharia law in Florida. So that means you women, well, you can't drive. You can't show any skin. Don't show your hands or your feet, especially those long, silky legs. You can't show them anymore. You're not allowed to go out in public with a man that is not your designated husband. You can't pick your husband. Islam, women are not allowed to pick their husband. Their husband is picked for them. They don't have choices. And that I do know. For a fact, here in the United States. And I befriended a Muslim family when I first moved into New York. Well, I became good friends with the girl. Well, she was to marry who her father picked for her. The man was several years older than her. She didn't have a choice. Imagine that. You're not allowed to fall in love with somebody unless your parents pick them. And then you must fall in love. How do you fall in love with somebody you don't even know? You say, okay, here's your spouse. Now you must fall in love with them. How do you do that? I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? I don't know. I fall in love with people that I fall in love with, not with somebody who tells me to fall in love with. You're going to tell me to do something. More often than not, I'm going to reject it just simply because you told me to do it. It's not up to you to tell me what the hell to do. It's up to me to tell me what the hell I'm going to do. But you can't make any decisions on your own anymore. That's hateful. You're a racist if you make your own decisions. You're a hater. You're a creep. You're a criminal. How dare you make your own decisions? What kind of heathen are you, bastard? So now, as sports fans, getting back to what I was talking about, when I worked in the car lot, well, a lot of times we had, me and a friend of mine, we shared a house. We didn't have hardly any furniture. We worked all day long anyway, so it really didn't matter. We didn't spend that much time at home. But we had enough room in the house, and we did have a TV. And we did have cable. We had a lot of sporting events. And I had a barbecue. We had a backyard. So we would have barbecues. We would have the entire dealership over there. Well, we had well over 100 people a lot of times. Sometimes 3-4 times a week. It just seemed to be the party pad. And people would crash there. And we made sure that people crashed there so they wouldn't crash on the street being drunk and run over a family of frickin' six. But now we can't do that. We can't watch sporting events. We can't go to church. There's a lot of church organizations that have meetings of more than 49 people more than three times in a 40-day period. A lot of churches have a big congregation, and they have well more than 49 people, and they meet every Sunday. They also have different meetings during the week. Well, they can't do that now. I wonder how that's going to work out. And the scouts? Well, you can't have the scouts. Well, you know they're haters. You know all about the Boy Scouts. You know how hateful they are. They're goddamn creeps. That organization, good God. We got to shut them down. So we got the playoffs coming on. Got the World Series. You can't bring your friends over. When is this going to end? This is what I'd like to know. When is this kind of stuff going to end? This has nothing to do with church groups and scouting organizations and big screen events with your sports friends. Even though they will have to be punished for this. They will be affected by this. But that's not what it's for. It's for people getting together and organizing, which is our not only our right, but our duty, responsibility, and obligation to not only ourselves, our brothers and sisters, our country, but to humanity as a whole. Well, that's outlawed. Can't have that. They do not want people getting together and criticizing the king. They do not want a revolution. Well, it's not up to you whether you decide whether there's a revolution or not. Well, actually, I take that back. It is up to you. Keep going the direction that you're going, government, and you're going to get one. Who these people are, per se, I don't know. Americans. I don't know their names. I don't know who these people are. But they are Americans. And they're not going to put up with it anymore. And it's not, again, it's not just America. This is a worldwide problem. And it will ignite. Unless the left does an about-face immediately. Backs off, backs down, backs up, and shuts up. Well, that'll never happen. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest here and start getting into some things. See if we can plunder any booty. Oh, God. Here it is. This is what I kind of hit it on earlier. We're going to get into this. This one made me sick last night. I get home from the city. This was the first story that I seen. I log on. I wanted to find out. I had like 5,000 messages on Facebook. Good God. Well, then I turn on the stupid television. I just said, well, let me unwind here a little bit and watch a little news. Well, Megyn Kelly was on. And this was one of her first stories. Could not believe what I was watching, even though I do believe it, because we've seen it before. But, I mean, enough is enough is enough. This is New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire, come on. A New Hampshire school defends the sexually graphic novel. Now, I've got excerpts of other novels that are being taught in schools today from Common Core. Why rape and incest seems to be the main topic of discussion in our schools today, I don't know. But I've read some of these, well, not the whole books, but I've read a lot of it, and the writers are not that good. They're not very good writers. I'm sorry, but they're not. No, I don't care how many stupid Nobel Prizes you win. That doesn't make you a good writer because you've got a piece of paper that says you are. They're not good writers. Why rape seems to be, again, one of the main topics in our discussions, in our books that we are teaching our kids today, I do not know. They're glorifying rape. How the frickin' hell can you possibly glorify rape? I'm sorry, but men are raped and women are raped. Children are raped. Human beings are raped. I've never been raped, but I'm pretty sure. Because, see, I've got a mind, and I kind of know how to use it. I can imagine things. I can only imagine what it's like being raped. I can't tell you what it's like from experience because I've never been there. But I can definitely imagine it. And let me tell you, that image, not good, not pretty. It is not something that needs to be glorified. Nor do 14-year-old girls need to read about it. You want to read about it in your own home? If your parent wants you to read rape books, fine, knock yourself out. It's your home. You can read whatever the hell you want, but in school? Look, we need to get back to the three R's and that's it, period. You are there to educate. Stick to academics. You don't need to stick to your anything political. Nobody cares what you think, teacher. We're not interested in what you think, and what you think isn't thought. It's not legitimate thought. It's nonsense. Well, we're going to get into this story. A man was brave enough, an attorney. And I hate to say brave. I mean, you shouldn't have to be brave to stand up for what is right. But in today's society, yeah, you have to be brave to stand up for what is right. That's ridiculous. Should be common goddamn sense. There should be an automatic standing up for what is right. You shouldn't have to be thinked. You shouldn't have to be told that you're brave for standing up for what is right. It should be an automatic, but it's not today. The automatic is the other way. Well, it looks like the hospital is trying to transfer Justina Pelletier, from Massachusetts into Connecticut. But is she going home? No. Guess where she's going? Well, she's going back to another psych ward in Connecticut that's farther away than where she is now from the family. That, I'm more than confident, is deliberate. There's a big story on that. It's very hidden. There's very little information about the place that she's going. There's no website. So it's hidden. So it's a secret location, basically. It's a secret facility. But we do know, there's reports, we do know that they love shock therapy. That's one of their, that's one of their biggest hits. Shock therapy. Well, that's where she's going. She's going into another psych ward so she can be shocked. This girl is going to die if this girl is not released to the custody of her parents and starts getting back to the same medication that she was on before and be treated by real doctors. I hate to say this, but I think, again, speculation. But I think they know that she's on her last legs and Massachusetts doesn't want to deal with it anymore. They don't want her to die on their watch because it's, you know, there's a lot of people in the country that are now being aware of it. So they don't want her to die on their watch, so they're going to send her to Connecticut where she can die there, when she's on the table getting electrical shocked. Let them deal with the consequences so they can wash their little hands. This is sick stuff that's going on here, man. This is sick, twisted, evil. This is evil. This is beyond sick and twisted. This is downright frickin' evil. Goddamn evil. How they can do this to children just boggles. How they can do this to humans, period. It boggles my mind. I don't understand it. Again, my mind can't process this. I never thought that there would be this many evil people in this country. But there are. And the more stories you read, the more you find how many more evil people there are. And they're recruiting. They're recruiting for evil. Join the evil army. We want you. Well, I don't want you. And I'm going to fight you. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid to fight evil. I'm afraid not to fight evil. That's what I'm afraid of. Oh, here's this. Charlie Crist claims that he left the GOP because of racism. Well, I guess I can understand that because Democrats are the real racists, by the way. So it looks like Charlie Crist must be a racist because he couldn't find any racists in the GOP, so he switched over to the Democratic Party. This guy's a creep. This guy is a jerk. I mean, what a creep. Hey, phony, just disingenuous. What nonsense. This guy is just an... if you vote for him in Florida, you deserve him. However, the rest of the country does not deserve him. So, you know, when you go to the voting booth, don't only just think of yourself. Think of the entire country. Please, think of other people other than your fat frickin' self. Idiot. East Carolina University now. This is a good one. They want to ban thinking God in their personal statements at graduation. You got to write a little statement there. Well, you're not allowed to thank God. I wonder if you can thank Allah. Massachusetts ditches Romney Care Health Exchange. Oh my God. I mean, come on, do we have to? I mean, this is, good luck. These exchanges are not going to work. They're never going to work. They know it's never going to work, but they don't want to admit that they made a mistake. So they're going to keep dumping more and more of your money into these systems. I think if the government wants to keep dumping more and more money into these cockamamie pet projects, they need to dump their own money into it. Watch how quickly. Imagine if the government had to spend their own money for healthcare.gov. First of all, they would have never spent $677 million. They never would have hired a company that was completely incompetent and had an overwhelming track record of being incompetent. I don't think they've completed one thing that they've ever done. I don't think one project that company has ever done has been successful, which is probably why our government made damn sure that they hired them. They're not even American. I got nothing against the Canadians, but, I mean, if we're going to have an American system, don't you think we should have, I don't know, hire Americans? Since we have 91.5 million people out of work? Maybe we should put some Americans to work? I mean, I'm just saying. Blocks internal probes. Well, when don't they? I can't believe the EPA is now connected somehow, some way. I didn't really understand this article. Maybe we can figure it out together. I don't know. But what the hell the EPA and Homeland Security have to do with each other, I can't figure that one out at all. Listen, EPA, you get a clipboard and a test tube. You don't get a badge and a gun. You make recommendations. You don't make arrests. You don't make policy. You make me sick. And then, of course, the last story, the Sharia law now in Florida. Well, it didn't get passed. Thank God for Republicans. There was more Republicans. If the Democrats had a majority, there'd be Sharia law in Florida right now. Think about that. If that doesn't scare the living bejesus out of you, I don't know what will. Well, maybe this might. Let's get into this story last night. I swear to frickin' God, man, I couldn't believe it. And that cop, that goddamn cop. First of all, cop, you should have been fired. You do not arrest people. You do not put people into handcuffs unless they are a direct threat to society or to somebody else. He posed no threat to society. He posed no threat to anybody, except for the educational system. He was trying to protect his daughter. So, cop, you did a bad job. You should lose your job for that. You should have been fired. Saying this guy was a disturbance. Here's one of the quotes of this book. Now, this guy, this father, got a 14-year-old girl, freshman in high school. She's had the book for a week. And normally this particular book, what the hell's the name of this stupid book? I can't remember. It's something. What the hell is it? These stupid names, these stupid books. 19 minutes. Oh, I guess 19 minutes? I don't know. What does the 19 minutes mean? Is that how long the rape took? But this book is called 19 Minutes. Normally, what they've done in the past, the parents had to say, yes, my daughter or my son can read this goddamn trash, or no, they cannot read this goddamn trash. Well, this year, they didn't do that. They didn't get the parents' consent. Now, when I was in high school, we were to read books. We never had any of this crap. None of this. You would have done a book report on rape and incest? I'm pretty sure you would have failed. Pretty sure you would have to go in to speak to one of the vice principals or counselor or somebody. Your mom and dad would have gotten a note from the principal, a call from the teacher. Yeah, your student is reading very offensive material and doing reports on it. We don't do rape and incest in school. So could you have your child pick another book to read, please? Not anymore. This is required material. Well, the father found out about it. The girl had the book for, I think, a week or two. And he found out about it. Read some of the stuff. And threw a fit. And rightly so. She could feel his erection hot against her stomach. Well, I mean, if you can't word it any better than that, just don't bother writing. You're not very creative. And yeah, I do know about creative writing because I am a creative writer. This is not very creative. Jesus Christ Almighty. So here this guy goes up there in front of the school board, the Education Action Group Foundation. Well, that's not who it is. The Education Action, wait a minute, I read the wrong thing. It's under actual. It was reported by the EAG News Organization. It was reported by the Education Action Group Foundation. So he goes up in front of this board of educators. I really wouldn't exactly call them educators. But he went over the two-minute mark. Wow, that's, you can't do that. You're creating a civil disturbance. You are a threat to society for going over 2 minutes. Well, he wasn't pleased with it. Somehow, some way, they got into a little bit of a little mini argument. The man is an attorney, and he gets arrested. The cop, which you did a bad job, cop. You should know the difference. And if you don't know the difference between somebody who is a threat and somebody who is not a threat to society, you have no business wearing that badge, nor do you definitely have no business carrying that firearm, you idiot. That's right, cop. You're a goddamned idiot, and I'm not afraid to tell you right to your fat frickin' face. I know you'll arrest me because you're a goddamn coward. You're a piece of trash. That's all you are. I got nothing nice to say about you, cop. You don't arrest people, especially when he's trying to protect his frickin' daughter, you asshole. What's the matter with you? What the hell's the matter with you? What is the matter with you, cop? What is the matter with you? How the hell do you not know what the difference between a threat and a non-threat is? The man is protecting his daughter from reading garbage, trash. And he goes over the two-minute mark? And he argues with these idiots? Yeah. And I listened to some of his argument. He didn't seem to me to be out of control. My God, I don't know what the hell they would have done with me. They'd have probably crucified me. I'd be on a cross right now. Jesus, God Almighty. Cop, if you really wanted to arrest somebody, maybe you should have arrested those educators. Isn't rape still a crime? I'm pretty sure it is. Pretty sure rape and incest and that kind of stuff is still a crime. Seems to me that would be a hate crime, right? Wouldn't rape be a hate crime? I'm just saying. If you're going to go by the standards of hate, would or would not rape be a frickin' hate crime? Of course it would. So why didn't you arrest these educators there, cop, you little coward? Arrest them for advocating rape. Oh, no, we're going to arrest a man who confronts these educators and argues with them. I'm sorry, cop, but you're a coward. You got it wrong. You should have lost your job. But see, your supervisor is probably just as idiotic as you, just as ignorant, just as incompetent, just as creepy, just as dangerous. Yeah, I'm right. I'm calling you dangerous, cop. That's right. Dangerous. Danger ass. That's exactly what you are, cop. You're an ass. Anybody who's going to arrest a father for standing up protecting his daughter from reading absolute filth. Maybe the cop, if he had any sense about him, should have walked up and shook his hand. But no. He took his hands behind his back and handcuffed him and arrested him. Well, I hope there's one hell of a civil lawsuit on your ass, cop. You should lose your job over this, but you won't. You'll probably get promoted. Might even make sergeant one day. Look at you. Yeah, you're a real big man. Look at him. I'm looking at this creep. Yeah, you're a real big man. Yeah, you did a hell of a job. Yeah, you really cleaned up society the other night, didn't you, cop? Boy, look at you. I bet all your other little communist cop friends are real proud of you, too, aren't they? They probably shook your hand. Good job. Good job. This kind of stuff is serious, guys. I'm sorry, but it is. This stuff is serious. This stuff is real. This isn't on. This isn't make believe. This isn't a television show. This isn't stuff that you're not watching 24 here. You're not watching make believe. You're not watching television. You're watching real life news. Handcuffing you, arresting you for arguing with educators because they're not educating. That is this man's responsibility, his right, his obligation to protect his child. So what if he argues with them? They deserve to be argued with. My God in heaven! And some of the stuff I can't even repeat on here. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, absolutely vile, and I'm an ex-sailor. I mean, it's hard to gross me out. It really is. I heard every goddamn thing in the book. I've even made things up and put it in the book. But some of this stuff is absolutely, it's disgusting. Semen sticky and hot, pooled on the carpet beneath her. Well, first of all, again, you're not a very creative writer. You can't come up with a better way to describe semen sticky and hot, pooled on the carpet beneath her, then don't bother writing. This is just in your face. That's all this is about, is to be in your face. And they know the right is going to object, and that's why they do it, to get the right to object so they can use that against the right. Well, don't be afraid to let these creeps use anything against you. If it's right, you stand up for it. Don't be afraid to fight these people. And now this man has to get arrested. Imagine that, he gets arrested for standing up for what is right. Well, cop, you should have been arrested. And same with every one of those goddamn educators should have been arrested as well. That's ridiculous. I mean, what the hell? Come on. Come on. Now let's get into, this is Common Core here now. Here's some other stuff. You're going to like this. This is Common Core reading for 11th grade, which they talk about incest. Well, I mean, if you're down south, maybe, I don't know. But even then, incest is still, as far as I know, and I'm just teasing on the south, I'm just hacking on you, I don't mean any disrespect. Merely pointing out, making a point here. But last time I checked, incest and rape was still criminal. And there's kind of good reasons for it. I mean, if daddy's having sex with little, you know, sister Susie here, I mean, come on. Come on. And people do. People have sex with their children. Why? I don't know. I have no idea. But there's reasons why it's criminal. We should not be glorifying rape and incest, for Christ's sakes. Well, this particular book is called The Bluest Eye. I mean, the title just is stupid. This is by this idiot, Toni Morrison. And she's a Nobel Prize-winning author. She's an idiot. She's another evil creep. Pages 148 to 149. With a violence, violence, nope, you're not allowed to read, you're not allowed to use that word, violence, uh-oh, that book is banned. With a violence born of total helplessness, he pulled her dress up, lowered her trousers and underwear. Well, first of all, again, lack of creativity. If you can't word things any better than that, this is not very creative. Look, words have to flow. There needs to be a flow. This is not a flow. Pulled up her dress, lowered his trousers. Well, first of all, in America, we don't use the word trousers. I know they use that word in England, but in America, we don't call our pants trousers. I guess she wanted to be a little different, didn't want to use the word pants, so she wanted to sound like she was being creative. Well, if you can't get any more creative than this, sweetheart, again, don't bother writing, because you're not very good. Lowered his trousers and underwear. I said, get on with it. and make it good, N-word. The N-word. And no, it's not nincompoop. Come on, C-word. And no, not Constitution. It rhymes with bunt. This is stuff your 11th grade student needs to read. Okay, fine. Again, you want to let your child read this crap at home? That's fine. And I don't call it crap because this stuff doesn't offend me. I don't get really offended by words. I get offended by actions. That's what offends me. But if you want, but in school, that's different. You want to read this crap? Okay, fine. In college, that's a little bit different. But in high school, no. No. Not in public school. But if you want to, you as a parent don't mind that your child is reading this stuff, okay, fine. In the privacy of your own home, you can read whatever the hell you want to. Again, a freedom. But in school, you're not there to read this kind of crap. And it is crap. There's no education value in this. Where's the educational value in this crap? Well, I guess education in this crap is to learn what not to do. Meaning, if you want to be a writer, this is how you do not write. And be a writer myself, this is not how you write. This is garbage. This is just, it's pathetic. It's not very good. It's not very you're not very creative there, Miss Toni Morrison. Come on, C-word. Faster. You ain't doing nothing for her. He almost wished he could do it hard, long, and painfully. He hated her so much. This is about rape. He wants to do it longer and harder because he hated her so much. He wanted to rape her harder and longer. Well, I thought you weren't supposed to use the word hate. Well, unless you're a liberal, then you can use the word hate. You can use a C word and the N word. And the B word now, violence. You can talk about rape. I wonder how many women that were raped and men that were raped in prison, I wonder how many of them actually enjoyed it. I mean, I'm just curious. I wonder if they think this kind of stuff is worth glorifying. I mean, I'm just, you know, bringing that up. I mean, just me. I'm an oddball. Page 174 of this cockamamie book, The Bluest Eye. Sweetheart, how did you win that Nobel Prize, huh? Who do you know? Who did you pay off? How did you win this prize? You're not a very good author. I'm just reading one excerpt of it. I can tell you are not a good author. You're not a very good writer. You're pathetic. He further limited his interest to little girls. Oh, now we're talking about pedophilia. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I wonder how many little girls and little boys that were raped. I wonder how they felt. I wonder if they enjoyed it. I wonder if they think that glorifying pedophilia is something to do. Yeah, we all know that raping little children. Yeah, that's worth glorifying. And this bitch won a goddamn Nobel Prize? He further limited his interest to little girls. They were usually manageable. That's right, because he's much bigger than them. He can control them. It's about the power. It's about tyranny over the little girl. And that's what this government is doing. They're raping you because they have control over you. Because you are manageable. And don't think for one second that this government is not raping you. They're raping your mind. They're raping your heart. They're raping your soul. It's up to you to stand up to them. Fight them. Costs. They were manageable. His sexuality was anything but lewd. Oh, really? Oh. It's not lewd. Not lewd to rape little girls. All right. Well, or she said it was. So, I mean, got to take her word for it. She's got a goddamn Nobel Prize. She obviously knows more than me. His patronage of little girls smacked of innocence and was associated in his mind with cleanliness. Yes, that's right. Clean yourselves with the vaginas of little girls. That's how I clean myself every morning. I used to take a shower with soap and water, but now I rape little girls and I'm much cleaner. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty, this is the kind of crap you want your kids reading? For Christ's sakes. God damn it! And later, this same pedophile notes, I work only through the Lord. Imagine that. He sometimes uses me to help people. Well, I'm sure, yeah, in this story. The man, imagine that. This is sick, twisted stuff. So here this woman is writing about a man who uses the Lord to clean himself in the vaginas of little girls, which helps them. This is glorifying pedophilia. First of all, pedophilia is nothing to glorify. Why the left has no respect for children, I do not know. 1.6 million abortions every year in this country. How many children are kidnapped from their parents and thrown in psych wards and get shock treatment? Now there's another story. This guy gets what? This woman judge sentenced this guy to 45 days in jail and then must go, what, 3 years? He raped a girl. Raped a girl, I guess she was 14. Raped her at 14. And now he has to do community service at a rape counseling center. This woman judge, look, I'm sorry, but ladies, you should know. You should have a much better sense that if a girl is raped, she does not need her accuser to work in the rape counseling center. Well, the rape counseling center, no, this son of a bitch ain't coming anywhere near this rape counseling center. Well, good for them. This judge needs to be removed from the bench. She needs to be thrown in jail. This is the kind of stuff we can't handle. I'm sorry. We can't have this stuff in this country anymore. Used to be precious in this country. They used to be. But see, children aren't worth very much anymore. Evidently not. I mean, you can abort them. You can kidnap them, throw them into psych wards. You can rape them. No problem. They're not worth very much. How much is a child worth these days anyway? What's the going rate for a child? Well, I guess if we went to Nigeria and find out how much they're trying to sell all those girls that they kidnapped, trying to sell them into slavery, maybe they can give us a perspective on how much a little girl and little boy is worth. Where the hell are our freaking minds in this country? Where the hell is the mindset? I don't know where it is. I can't get to that level. I flat freaking refuse to get to that level. I mean, my God, this is the kind of stuff. Yeah, this is right. You need to get angry with this. That's goddamn right. Angry, upset, mad. You don't need to kill people, but you need to let these people know you're not going to put up with this. But we don't have a decent goddamn police department enough now. We don't have a police department to enforce this crap. We don't have a government that's going to enforce this crap. We don't have a justice department. Where is it? What justice department do we have? What? What justice? What justice do we have in this country anymore? Well, if you're on the left, I guess you get justice because everybody on the right is being persecuted. So I guess that's their justice now. Page 181 of this goddamn disgusting book. This is Common Core. This is what your children are learning in school. The little girls are the only things I miss. Do you know that when I touched her sturdy little tits and bit them, just a little, I felt I was being friendly. Wow. All right. I guess I'm going to bite my girlfriend's tit tonight and see if she takes that as being friendly. Pretty sure I'm going to get slapped across the face. Pretty sure. You can nibble on them, but you don't bite them. They're sensitive. If I'd been hurting them, would they have come back? They'd eat ice cream with their legs open while I played with them. It was like a party. And this bitch wins a goddamn Nobel Prize? How do you comment on this? I mean, come on. Why do we accept that in this country? How can we possibly stoop ourselves to that goddamn level that we can accept this as the new frickin' norm? I can't and I won't. And cop, you did a bad thing. Shame on you, cop. Shame on you! You would arrest this man? Obviously, this cop doesn't have any children. And if he does, he doesn't seem to give a damn about his children. Well, let's get into this now, speaking of children. Justina Pelletier will be transferred from the Bay State. Now, I'm going to stop right here. Okay. This all started a couple of weeks ago. Some stupid reporter decides to use the nickname for Massachusetts, Bay State. So now everybody who writes about the word writes about Massachusetts now has to use the word Bay State. Not once, but several times. Okay, reporters, shut up. The state is Massachusetts. We don't need to have you show us how clever you are that you know the latest new buzzword and you know the state's nickname. Nobody gives a damn about the goddamn nickname of Massachusetts. But they got to use it. Somebody uses a word and everybody's got to jump on board. Get on that bandwagon. Bay State. Stop saying that. No more buzzwords. If you can't write your own goddamn material again, stop writing. Now, I'm glad that this reporter wrote about this, but the point is, stop this crap. No more buzzwords. Stop trying to make it about you. I mean, do you really think that you impressed me? Oh, look at that, that reporter. He said Bay State. He's smart. Or she's smart. They know the nickname of Massachusetts, and I didn't know that. Now I do. Now I'm educated. Wow. I'm glad I read this article. Just write the goddamn news and shut up. Well, she will be transferred from Massachusetts to a facility in her home state of Connecticut. Well, I wonder why they didn't use Connecticut's nickname. What is Connecticut's nickname? I don't know, and I don't care. Does it matter? Is it going to progress the story if we know the goddamn state's nickname? I mean, I'm just saying. Secretary of Health and Human Services, John Polanowicz. Oh, this guy, he's another creep. I mean, they just get rid of one creep and put another creep in there. They go from one creep to a bigger creep. No more creeps. Well, he said Monday, the reunification. Let me read that word again. Reunification. Well, the only reunification that I see is if Justina is reunified to her parents, to another goddamn psych ward. I mean, I'm just saying, reunification should be her to her parents, not from one facility to another facility. She needs no more facilities. She needs her home. She needs her family. She needs her friends. She needs to go back to her school. She needs to go back to her life. The reunification plan calls for 15-year-old Justina Pelletier to be transferred to a facility in Thompson, Connecticut, as the first step in a process that could eventually return her to a custody of her parents. That is not a first step. There are no to get her to her parents. There's only one step, and that's it. She gets released to her parents. One step in a process. Process? Why does there have to be a process? There is no process. Her parents come to the facility, and they take her home. They take her back to Tufts medical facility. They start putting her back on the vitamin regimen, and she starts to get healthy again. Look, parents, if you're going to take your kids to a hospital, be very careful. This is serious, and this is not a joke. It's your children. If you're going to take your kids to a hospital, make sure you got a camera with you. Videotape everything. And isn't that sick? You got to take a goddamn video camera in and you have to record bringing your child into a medical facility to get fixed because they're bleeding or they're sick. And you have to protect yourself. Remember when you used to go to the hospital and they welcomed you? Okay, come on in. Let's get you fixed up. Remember when they did that? Remember when that happened? Remember when they didn't kidnap your children? Well, that's back before the people were making money. These psychiatrists are making money. And the more kids they can put into these facilities, well, the bigger the bonus. Isn't it? You talk about evil. You can't get any more evil than that. And because they can't figure out what the hell's wrong with her, it's got to be psychosomatic. It's all got to be in her head. Well, not every illness is in your head. I wonder what the hell's in these people's heads. Well, I don't want to know. It scares me. Obviously, there's not very much in their heads, because if there was something in their heads, we wouldn't even be talking about this right now. But yet, here we are. A judge will make the final decision to return Justina to her family. Well, the judge already made a decision once to have her returned. Yeah, that went real well, didn't it? And then he reverses the decision. He's never made a decision. That judge needs to be thrown in a psych ward. Those prosecutors need to be thrown in a psych ward. Those psychiatrists need to be thrown in a psych ward. Those nurses, those doctors, that goddamn resident, that creep, he needs a psych ward. Those welfare workers, social workers, they need a psych ward. They need to go through the exact same procedure. Every minute that Justina spends in there, need to spend the same. And go through the exact same things that she went through. Maybe then. And it needs to be televised. That way the American people can see, oh, wait a minute. If I try doing that, this is what's going to happen to me? No. Not going to do that. I'm going to find something else to do with my time. I'm going to go back on the couch and turn on Kim Kardashian. I'm not going to go out and kidnap a child. Well, that's what needs to happen. Look, I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth kind of guy. And personally, I really think, I hate to say this, I know a lot of people disagree with me, and I don't really give a damn. But I really think executions need to go back to being public. The only problem I have with executions are executions if they get the wrong guy. But if you have, the preponderance of evidence, and you know for a fact that there's just no no way possible that this person could not have killed this person, then fine. I don't have a problem with the death penalty. But there, if there is a small reasonable doubt, yeah, I do have a problem. Because do we execute innocent people? Yeah, we do. Is that wrong? Yes, it is. I don't want to see anybody innocently murdered, anybody innocently killed. But if you are guilty, and the evidence is overwhelming that you are guilty, no, I do not have a problem with you being killed. One, you have no business being in society. You're never going to change. You're never going to be a productive citizen. And two, why the hell should the taxpayers have to pay to keep you alive? We've got people that are living off the street. New York City. The amount of children that are homeless in New York City is absolutely freaking ridiculous. And these goddamn creeps are getting three hots and a cot. They get all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that they can muster up. What does that homeless kid get? Does he get a hot dog? No. You get anything to eat? No. Didn't even get a little piece of bread unless he can beg for it. And then we're going to have this president because the execution got botched and this guy suffered for about 2 minutes. Well, I wonder how long his victims suffered. I wonder how long the victim's family has suffered. They're still suffering. And this son of a bitch has a heart attack and we got to get our president to make a speech about it? Shut up, Obama. Shut up. What the hell's the matter with you, you creep? I'm sorry, but enough. This guy goes out there, brutally murders a bunch of people because the execution, for whatever reason, got botched and he has a heart attack? And we got to worry about him? Cruel and unusual punishment? Really? What about the cruel and unusual punishment he committed on his victims? How about the cruel and unusual punishment that his victims' family have to suffer for the rest of their lives with? What about that cruel and unusual punishment, Mr. Obama? Damn, how did we get here? I want to go back. The Connecticut facility will provide services to Justina. What services? Huh? Oh, that's right, shock treatment. With the ultimate goal of returning her home as soon as possible. Well, yeah, they're going to get her home all right as soon as possible, as soon as she dies. Then they'll send her home and send the bill to the family. That's going to be nice. God almighty, I can see it right now. This is what scares me. This girl is going to die in there. That's what scares the living hell out of me. Because it's not going to happen to her. It's going to keep happening to more and more kids. How many other kids out there that we don't even know about? Well, we do know that 94 have died under their care. How many more kids are going to have to die now? How many more kids are dying right now? Right now! Boom! I guarantee you right now, when I just slap my hand against my desk, I guarantee you, a child in some DCF somewhere just died under their care. Or should I say, lack of care. I mean, it's very difficult to get me to be in a loss of words, but this kind of stuff does it to me. We'll provide services to Justina for the ultimate goal of returning her home as soon as possible. Well, there's only one way to get her home as soon as possible. That's just to simply let her get home. But first, she's got to go back to a hospital, not a facility. She's got to go now into a hospital so she can get treated for what she has, get real medical treatment. This is your Obamacare. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. This is not only going to happen to children, but it's going to happen to you. You better hope and pray you don't get sick. Seriously, don't get sick. You get sick, well, that's it. You're done. I get pneumonia almost every year. I missed it this year. I miss it. If I don't get it by March, I don't get it. So I missed it this year. If I get it next year, I don't know where the hell to go. If I go back to the veterans, well, I mean, I'm afraid they're going to put me on some kind of secret list here. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't want to go on their secret list. So I may not get treatment. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. And once you get that crap, let me tell you, you can get it very easy. And you get sick. I get walking pneumonia, but I've had full-blown pneumonia. Spent 9 days in the hospital with that crap. Literally, I was within seconds of death. The stuff is scary. It's crazy. And you talk about being sick. That's sick. Well, I'm afraid to get sick now. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Goddamn animals. Animal hospitals get better treatment than people. How is that? Why is that? Now, look, I'm not advocating mistreatment to animals. But, I mean, if cats and dogs and birds and cows and turtles get better treatment than people, we've got a frickin' problem in this country. This needs to be rectified immediately. Not tomorrow. Not 10 minutes from now. Not even 10 seconds from now. But right now. Why do we stand for this? I don't know. I don't. So, yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm sick and tired of this goddamn notion that we need to have a civil conversation to work out our problems. Well, civil conversations have only made the problem worse. I don't like to have to get on here and start screaming and hollering and acting like a goddamn fool. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to feel this way. But it is what it is. These people pushed me. I didn't get here on my own. Just to let you know. I didn't get here on my own. I didn't take me here. I was pushed here. It's not my fault why I'm here. I had nothing to do with it. They dragged me here. I had no choice. I'm here. Well, now you're going to have to deal with me. You don't like me? Well, then reverse course. Stop pushing me, and I won't push back. Well, that's what we need in this country. We need to start pushing these people back. The next time they say something to you, well, use that hate crime bill against them. Get a hold of a lawyer and sue them for hate crimes. Sue them for hate speech. Shove their words right back up their ass where it belongs. That's what you do. Yeah, I'm sorry, but sometimes you do have to fight fire with fire. The announcement, however, has infuriated the girl's parents. Well, I don't blame him. Who claim this move is not at all meant a step towards regaining custody. Of course it's not. They just don't want to have the responsibility of your daughter dying on their watch, Mr. Pelletier. And I think Mr. Pelletier is smart enough to know that. They're just shipping her off to another psychiatric facility, Mr. Pelletier said. It is disgusting. Well, it's beyond disgusting, Mr. Pelletier. My God, I can only imagine what these parents and that sister is going through. Imagine if this happened to your daughter, your sister, your brother, your father. You. Just imagine for a moment. You know damn good and well what happened to Justina. We all know it. So just imagine, just for a brief moment, if that happened to you or your one of your family members, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. How would you feel? Would you be angry? You're goddamn right you would be. And should you be angry? You're goddamn right you should be. But we can't get a governor? I mean, the governor of Massachusetts has the right to say, oh, no, no, that girl goes back to the parents immediately. Connecticut. Should have said, wait a minute, what are you doing kidnapping one of my citizens? You can't do that. She's not a resident of Massachusetts. She's a resident of Connecticut. But did we get the Connecticut governor to get involved? No. No. I hate that state, Connecticut. Beautiful country. It's too communist for me. In Massachusetts, again. Again, beautiful country. Every state has beauty in it. You pick anywhere in the United States, you can find beauty. You can find beauty anywhere. You just have to open up your goddamn eyes and look. Pay attention. Focus. And with all the attention that's been, you know, in the semi-media, think somebody, some politician would say, wait a minute, I want to win the next election coming up. I'm going to go ahead and do something, and that's sick. Where it takes a re-election to get a politician to do something. I mean, my God. Politicians shouldn't have to worry about their election in order to do something. But they do, because we keep allowing it. Well, what can we do? Well, we can fight them. We can stand up. We can protest. We can make a lot of noise. We can demand. We can keep it up. If you get enough people together and you make enough noise, you're going to get something done. But it takes a lot of people. But most people don't want to get involved. That's the problem. But once you do get a lot of people involved, yeah, that's when you get things accomplished. But right now, we've got nobody involved. It's not their kid. Why should they get involved? Well, you people that don't want to get involved, it's not your kid. Well, it's not your kid yet. Your kid is next. And then they're going to want to wonder why nobody's stepping up to help me and my child. Well, where were you? Where were you? Totally ignoring her physical needs, Mr. Pelletier said, citing a heart condition the girl suffers from. So now she's got a bad heart. Did she get any medication for that? No. Well, if you've got a bad heart and you're about to get shock therapy, pretty sure that heart's going to give out. I wonder if these doctors know that. Tufts Medical Center has treated Justina for mitochondrial disease. Yes, we know that. God damn it. Where is that where it says about? Here it is. Justina will be transferred to the JRI Susan Wayne Center. Who is Susan Wayne? I don't know. Probably some shrink somewhere. Electroshocked and several thousand children. So they named a facility out of her. Susan Wayne Center for Excellence in Thompson, Connecticut. A facility her father claims specializes in HIV services. Well, I wonder if they gave her, with all the stuff that they gave Justina, maybe they gave her HIV now? They didn't clean the needles? That's quite possible. Why is she going there? This center specializes in HIV services and shock therapy. Why would Justina Pelletier need to go to an HIV and shock therapy center? I don't know. Figure this out. I wish we had the answers to it. But see, we can't get anybody who's in a position of authority, a position of power, to come out and explain it to us. We can't have that. They're not going to answer any questions. These people can't be held accountable and be responsible. Not to mention this facility is very far away. Now they're never going to be able to see their daughter. A website could not be found for the facility. Of course not. And it remains unclear whether the facility is licensed in the state of Connecticut. Well, more than likely, it probably isn't. So how is she getting sent there? Well, again, we don't know. We can't get any information. I guess the people in Massachusetts and Connecticut, I guess they're what they call transparent. Because that's what transparent means. Transparent now, according to the Obama administration, means you get absolutely nothing. And if we do give you something, it's a big, fat, frickin' lie. And you must suck it up and accept it. And do not argue it. Or you'll be thrown in jail. Under the new hate crimes bill. Yeah. God damn it. Charlie Crist now, this little creep. He goes on this stupid interview. And I can't remember who it was with. And I watched about 2 seconds of it and puked. Projectile vomited. all over, and I had to clean it up. And I said, I'm never going to watch this video again. So I'm going to do everything I can now, this morning, to talk about it without tossing up my bacon and eggs. Charlie Crist, the former governor of Florida, who is now a Democrat, said Tuesday on this damn interview that a big reason why he left the Republican Party was because many in the GOP were hostile to President Obama due to his race. Excuse me? Nobody's hostile to President Obama because of his goddamn race. It's because of what he does. Not because of his color. He's also half white, Mr. Chris. You idiot. It looks like we got a caller on the line here. Hello, you're on with the captain. Can you hear me?
Yep, just listening in.
Oh, just listening in. Okay, not a problem. I'm sorry. I'll let you go. I'll get back to this now. All right, that's fine. All right, now where were we? Again, nobody is questioning. Nobody is hostile towards the president because of the color of his skin. We're hostile because what he did with Benghazi, what he allowed with Fast and Furious and the IRS, the stimulus packages, Obamacare, with his executive orders, what he did to this economy. How many more coal mines have to be closed because of this guy? Huh? How many more jobs have to be lost? What is it going to take? Well, it has to happen directly to you in order before you can say anything, before you can do anything. Well, I'm one of these kind of guys. I like to nip this crap in the bud. I like to talk about it before it happens to me because I don't want it happening to me. And I do care about my neighbor. I may not like the son of a bitch, but I care about him. He's an American. He's my brother. We are all one big giant family. It has nothing to do with color. I'm sick of that word. I'm sick and tired of racism. I'm sick and tired of that whole freaking word. If these people understood what real racism is. Hank Aaron. That's right, Hank Aaron. You used to be a hero of mine. You lost that, Mr. Aaron. You threw that away. How dare you? You of all people, Mr. Hank Aaron, who I praise to be the real home run king. Not Barry Bonds, not Mark McGwire, not Sammy Sosa, but you, Mr. Hank Aaron. You of all people, Mr. Aaron, you should know what real racism is. And criticizing the president, well, how much did you criticize George Bush? He's white, you're black, Mr. Aaron. How come nobody said that you were a racist for criticizing George Bush? Criticizing a black person for what they do is not racism. You of all people, Mr. Aaron, should know what real racism is. This, criticizing the President Obama, is not racism, you idiot. And by the way, who were the guys that were running around the bases with you when you hit your 715th home run? Well, they weren't a brother, Mr. Aaron. They were white. White. Just keep that in mind next time you want to go ahead and throw that goddamn fat frickin' word out there. You make me sick, Mr. Aaron. And it breaks my goddamn heart that I got to tell you this. It does. You broke my heart, Mr. Aaron. You really did. You really broke my heart, and I'm white. You broke my heart. Shame on you, Hank Aaron. Shame on you. And that's right, I burned my poster of you hitting the 715th home run. I'm sick and tired of people using racism. Racism is not a weapon. You do not use that word racism or discrimination or hate. You do not use that as a weapon. They're using this as an offensive weapon, not a defensive weapon, but an offensive weapon. That's sick, man. That is sick, twisted crap. I couldn't be consistent with myself. This is Charlie Crist continuing on with his ignorance. This guy's an idiot. I couldn't be consistent with myself and my core beliefs and stay with a party that was so unfriendly towards African-American president. Excuse me? Oh, I guess those four brothers of ours that he left dead on the battlefield. Yeah, no discrimination there, was there? But you're going to leave the GOP and become a Democrat because people were criticizing the president for not sending any help as our embassy was being attacked and our ambassador was being raped and cattle prodded, burnt, tortured, and finally then expired. But we can't criticize him. We can't criticize him for that. That makes us a racist. Charlie Crist, that makes you a racist because you're an idiot. He says a whole bunch of stuff here anymore. He says, I'm liberated as a Democrat. My true soul is able to be seen, and I couldn't be happier about it. Well, the Republican Party couldn't be happier about you switching over to the Democrats either. They couldn't wait to get rid of you. What an idiot. Do these people forget that the KKK was formed by Democrats? The slave owners were the Democrats. Do they understand that? The segregationists in the South during the 50s and 60s were primarily and overwhelmingly Democrat. Well, you don't believe me. Oh, really? Oh, maybe that's why Martin Luther King Jr. was a registered Republican. That's right. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, I Have a Dream King Jr., was a registered Republican. Because the overwhelming amount of segregationists in the South were Democrat. But see, I guess we forgot about that. See, we don't have real history books anymore, so we can't teach that. It's racism to teach that Democrats are racist. The Democrats were the segregationists in the South. Overwhelmingly. Were there a few Republicans? I'm sure there were. But overwhelmingly, yeah, they were Democrats. But we can't teach that in school. We have to teach them that the Koch brothers and George Bush and all the Tea Partiers, those are the racists. Charlie Crist, you're a jerk. You don't deserve to win. You're not going to win. Speaking of which, the people that I was there with yesterday in the city, he just got a job to oversee the entire state of Florida. So it looks like Florida is now going to be closer and closer to turning completely red. They're never going to get there all the way, but they're going to be a lot redder than they are right now. I have faith in this organization. I know who the man is who's in charge of it, and I do have faith that Florida now is going to be turning much redder. We need Florida. We need Texas. We need every state. But what's happening in the South now, I mean, North Carolina, you can't say God now. You can't thank God in a speech. I mean, in a little, tiny little, here it is. This is it. Let's get into this real quick. We got 3 minutes, and I got to go real quick. This is an assistant professor. He's an assistant. He's not a real professor. I'm not going to read his name because it's about 5,000 letters too long, and I can't pronounce it. He's a jerk. So we're going to call him Assistant Professor Jerk at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Forbade his students from thanking God in personal statements that will be delivered during their departmental graduation ceremony on Friday. So here it is. Here's the email that he sent. Hi, everyone. Oh, he starts off real nice. Hi, everyone. I'm just about to screw you. Hi, everyone. Just a reminder to everyone that if you are planning on being at the graduation ceremony, you can provide me with a personal statement that thanks someone or tells us your future plans. I've had some submissions that needed to be edited. So here are some guidelines. Well, first of all, it's not up to you to edit somebody's personal statement. That's why it's called a personal statement. How the hell can you possibly edit somebody's personal statement? Well, he can. He's an assistant professor. He's got a piece of paper with his name on it. He must be really smart. Here it is. Number one, you can't thank God. Now, again, I'm not a real big religious guy, but I'm not afraid of God. I'm not afraid of those that do believe in God. God does not offend me, nor do people who believe in God offend me. It just doesn't offend me. I'm sorry, but I don't feel threatened. I don't feel threatened, and I don't feel frightened. Well, damn it, we just got 90 seconds. I just got the cue. Well, I'm going to cover this tomorrow. The first thing out of the box, this is exactly what we're going to cover tomorrow. We're going to continue this. Anyway, I want to thank everybody that was listening here today. I never got a chance to get into the chat room today, so I apologize for that. But I want to thank everybody on their smartphones, and I want to thank everybody that's going to download this later. And I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.